on the phone with us right now, a wrestling legend, a man in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. He is the fashion plate of wrestling. I'm talking about classy Freddie Blassie. Hi, Freddie.
How are you? How's everything down there in Florida?
We're doing good in Florida. My producer tells me that you've spent some time in our neck of the woods.
Yeah, I certainly did. I wrestled down there. That's when Tampa used to be the headquarters.
Oh, really?
Tampa, and then we'd go up to Jacksonville, and then we'd go to Orlando. I wrestled throughout that whole miserable state.
You mean you hit every sportatorium in Florida, huh?
Just about.
You got your, I guess, when you started wrestling way back in the 40s, I guess.
1935.
35?
Right.
Holy smokes.
I was 17 years old, and I made a dollar for my first wrestling match.
And did you get hurt?
Got the hell beat out of me. I mean, when I first started, I was just a greenhorn, and I started wrestling for Vince's grandfather. I'm talking about Vince Jr.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, I wrestled for his grandfather, and the old man told me, he said, son, you need a little bit more experience to qualify to wrestle these fellas up here. He said, you go get some experience and come back. He said, and I feel one of these days you're going to be a top-notcher. And was he ever right? Well, the first time when I saw my name on a marquee outside Madison Square Garden, I knew I had it made. I figured this is big time.
You know, back in the 40s, though, in the 1950s, when you were at the top of your game, I mean, that was wrestling's golden age. That's when the first rise, I mean, it was on TV, and people really started identifying with wrestlers. And then, I guess, for a while, it kind of disappeared and then came back in the 70s.
Yeah, well, these pencil neck geeks, they really love me. In fact, they always want to take part of me home with them. They cut and stabbed me 21 different times.
Cut and stabbed you?
Yep, cut and stabbed me 21 different times. Threw acid on me. I had a brand new Lincoln convertible.
Yeah.
They set it on fire out in California.
My God.
And then I had a Cadillac Coupe de Ville in Atlanta, Georgia. They broke every windows, jumped on a roof, the hood, cut all the tires. Cut the upholstery, totaled the car completely.
Well, let's face facts, though, Classy. You cheated a lot. You cheated at every corner you could.
Listen, pencil neck geek, don't say cheated.
You cheated?
I just took advantage of the rules.
Freddie, you know what? People are always jealous of winners.
You can say that again.
Hey, isn't it true that you were one of the first guys to introduce Hulk Hogan into the WWF?
That was the sorriest day of my life. He's the greatest single argument for twin beds. Yeah, you know, you get a guy like Hogan, and when he was born, his parents spent 10 years trying to find a loophole in his birth certificate.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
In your prime, get Hulk Hogan in his prime, the two of you in the ring, the perfect dream match, what would happen in a match like that?
Well, he would last just about as long as a snowball in hell. This guy here is definitely out of his class when he gets in a ring and says he's a wrestler. That leg drop that he uses?
Yeah, it's a world-famous leg drop.
Yeah, my grandmother could do better than that, and she's been dead 20 years.
You still follow wrestling, Freddie?
I certainly do.
Are you still in pretty good shape, Freddie?
Good as hell.
I know the
knees. I'm 80 years old.
Well, I know the knees, a little weak.
You haven't had to try that Viagra, have you?
No. Well, no. That damn stuff, that's for these guys that can't get a... That's not for me.
You know, some of the people that you managed after you left the ring and began managing, yeah. I'm going to throw some names out there. You tell me what you remember about these guys that you handled and that you knew. Jesse the Body Ventura.
Well, now here's a pencil neck geek. When he was in the third grade, he wasn't like any of the other kids. Maybe that's because he was 18.
George the Animal Steel.
Ah, a classy fella. Classy. I'm telling you. George lives down in Florida, you know.
He does?
Yes, he does.
What's he doing?
Well, he's raising holy hell down there, just like he did when he was in a ring.
You know what I never understood about him, Freddie?
What's that?
How come he always wrestled with that sweater on?
Well, I mean, after all, If I had one like that, I'd wear it, too.
Now, wait a second. Haney, I think that was his body hair. That was not a sweater.
That's right.
Nikolai Volkov.
Oh, there was a beauty. There was a beauty. He should have been running Russia.
Now, some of your fellow managers, I guess, when you were managing the Grand Wizard,
very classy,
classy
very
guy. Classy. Yeah, he was.
He lived in Florida, also.
He's dead now, though, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, his carcass is still down in Florida.
Captain Lou Albano.
Oh man, you talk about somebody being stupid. He thinks the pyramids are a natural rock formation.
When did he have that fishing accident? You know, where the hook got caught on his face.
Oh, this guy here, I'm telling you, he thinks anything that he puts on his face is an improvement.
Do you agree?
Certainly.
Now, speaking of which, when was the last bar fight you were in, Freddie?
Well, I never in a bar fight because I never drank.
No?
No.
See, but, you know, a wrestler of your stature... And wrestling as long as you did, and we've asked this of other wrestlers that have been on the show, you know, if you go out in a social situation, you want to go and have dinner, you want to go and socialize with friends, there's always one jerk out there that thinks they can kick your ass, though, isn't there?
Well, yeah. But that's where you outsmart them, you outtalk them. Because you just wind up in a lawsuit.
Yeah, it's a no-win situation for you.
Yeah, and that's what they're looking for, a fast buck. That's just like somebody's broads today. The same thing with these politicians.
They're looking
They say they've gone to bed with them. Hell, they never got within 20 feet of a bed. Somebody's, I'm telling you, ugh.
Let me throw one more name out there from your past. So many matches with this legend in wrestling, Bruno Sammartino.
Bruno Sammartino, he was all right until you start talking to him. Then he got stuck for an answer when somebody said hello.
Who's your favorite wrestler out there? Who does classy Freddie Blassie like to see wrestle these days?
I like to see Austin.
He is good, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
What's that clown's name?
Oh, yeah, the clown. What the heck was his name?
Because they had that big wrestling banquet in
Stone... Lex Luger?
Not Lex Luger.
I remember Stone Cold Steve Austin jumped off the podium and beat up this clown for no reason.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air with classy Freddie Blassie.
Doink the Clown.
Doink the Clown.
Doink the Clown. I know now who you're talking about.
What's the deal with this guy?
Well, I mean, maybe his father.
I don't know, but, you know, when I saw him on TV there, I don't think that a clown should be seen smoking and drinking alcohol.
No. Absolutely not.
Well, I agree with you. He shouldn't even been in the ring.
K-Rock, hello. You're on the air with Freddie Blassie.
Freddie, it's an honor. How are you?
Fine. How's everything with you?
Do you ever remember any wrestlers like Gorgeous George and Big Len?
Gorgeous George, he had his last wrestling match against myself. Las Vegas, Nevada. And then after he got the beating of his life, he retired.
Boy, can you imagine if they had pay-per-view back then? Classy Freddie Blassie versus Gorgeous George from Vegas?
The last wrestling match you had was in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's where I wrestled them.
Man, you know, think about today's money, Freddie, and the money that the two of you guys could have made.
Any athlete today is being paid too much.
You believe that, huh?
I certainly do, wholeheartedly.
Why is that?
Because nobody is worth the amount of money that these football players, basketball players, baseball players, boxers, or can you imagine a guy making $100 million.
You're not just saying that because you're 80 and can't do it anymore.
No.
But in your day, you know, when a dollar was a dollar.
Would you turn down a paycheck like that?
Well, hell, I'd come back to wrestling.
Weren't you once known in wrestling early on in your career as the vampire?
Yes, sir.
Where you used to file your teeth?
Yes, sir. Very proud of that. Yeah.
You know, speaking for you, and whether they loved you as a wrestler or you were despised and hated, you know, a true greatness is through longevity. And 65 years in this business, you deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, and it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed my conversation with you two fellas.
Freddie, we'll talk to you later.
Well, let me tell you something before I leave.
Okay.
You know, people always say nothing is impossible. Well, I'd like to see these pencil neck geeks dribble a football.
Bye, Freddie.
Bye-bye. Hello, all you pencil neck geeks out there. This is Classy Freddie Blassie, letting you know I'm on 96 K-Rock with my good friends Stan and Haney. They better not take too much for granted when I said my friends. These pencil neck geeks are also stuck for an answer when I tell them hello.
This Sunday, ECW comes home to the Dome. The Evangelical Christian Wrestling League is back. That's right. This Sunday, the Evangelical Christian Wrestling League lights up the Dome. It's time for Purgatory 3. All of your favorite evangelical Christian wrestlers throw down in the ring. Winner takes all. The title is on the line. See the old school Old Testament grudge match between the Lord's Flair and Apostle Creed. Behold the glory of the Tag Team Championship matchup as the Choir Boys take on Pain and Abel. The international title is on the line as Jerry Brawlwell goes toe-to-toe, verse for verse, with the Ouch Bishop. Then, the Evangelical Christian Wrestling Heavyweight title belt is on the line, facing off in the steel cage from the Pulpit of Pain. John the Baptist versus Jesus That Hurt. Special appearances by Mary Manglin, the Bible Thumper, Abrahammer, and the Ecclesiast Kicker. It's ECW Evangelical Christian Wrestling presents Purgatory 3 this Sunday. All hell breaks loose.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. They'll fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, on all afternoon. Oh,
making Mr. Beasley a wealthy man for most of our adult lives. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. You know, I understand it's got to be done, but with all the equipment in here to dry the floors out, it's reminiscent of just after Irma.
It's like Irma never ends.
They had some leaks in here, and they have a dehumidifier, one of these industrial dehumidifiers in the studio.
There's no point in it.
But see the hose? Oh, there is a point in it. They have a trash can out in the hallway. I didn't believe this. They had a trash can out in the hallway. With the rain yesterday, we had a little leakage here in the studio.
Yeah, but this is just treating the symptom. When they put the carpet in, they crack the foundation.
I don't know that that's it. They claim it's the gutters, but I'm willing to bet you're right.
It ain't the gutters.
I understand.
Because it's happened before.
Look,
when the gutters were clear.
I know.
Every time it rains, this happens.
And they've got a barrel out there with a hose coming from the... that it's filling up. There was a lot of water sitting in this room.
Yeah, and it didn't come in through the ceiling or the walls. It came right underneath you.
Yeah, I know.
But it's like they don't want to recognize it.
I did my part of notifying.
Okay.
Now the rest is for them to figure it out.
You have just been entirely stressed out today.
It has been a stressful day. It's been a very stressful day.
That ends now.
And I'll tell you what else. I told D-Train this, and I told my girlfriend this. But if you remember, I don't know, about 6-7 months ago, I had to be in one of those boots because of the tendons in my foot.
Yeah, and you tried to, like, Tannehill it and say there's nothing wrong with me and walk on it for a while.
I went, like, a couple of months, 3 months, saying, oh, nothing wrong with it. And then I finally had to go see the orthopedic guy, and he put me in a boot for a month. Well,
at first, didn't he say you're killing yourself the way you eat?
Okay.
You're going to go on diet.
Look at you.
You're killing yourself.
You're killing yourself.
Your body can take it.
I give you by the time you're 60. So I put it off. Finally go into the orthopedic guy. He puts me in a boot for a month. And it got better. And it felt good. So, I'm heading into work today. I had a little extra time. I got an early start. And I said, and I'm not, again, I don't like naming names of places, so I won't. But I'm going to tell you, over Ben Hill Griffin way, there is a shop over there that sells thousands of different K-cups for your coffee maker. Just tons of different ones.
Obscure, hard-to-find ones?
Yep, that you can't get in the grocery store. So I said, you know, I got to swing by there and get some K-Cups.
Do you have a weird one that you like, a weird flavor?
I'm trying different ones, different dark roasts. And I'm fine. They have a Bob Marley Buffalo Soldier that's like kick-ass.
Got cannabis in it?
Yes, I don't know, but I like it a lot. So I parked my car to go into the store. I parked my Nissan Maxima by the store.
Are you talking about the Nissan Maxima you're driving courtesy of Naples Nissan? Yeah. Aaron Walker and the gang down there?
Yep. And so I parked it. You have to picture this. And I'm asking you to picture it in your head. I parked at the end of the strip plaza where the sidewalk comes to an end. And then it's parking lot. So you got the strip center, the strip mall there. And it comes to an end. The sidewalk ends. They've got a curb so your cars don't roll over onto the sidewalk. So I get out of the car, lock it up, and I start walking towards the sidewalk. Well, I got to step over the curb where the parking lot is.
Mm-hmm.
not seeing that just beyond the curb, it wasn't sidewalk, it was the up ramp for the handicaps.
Oh.
So I take a deep step, and my ankle, I could have effing broken my ankle in like 10 places. I step down, there's no sidewalk, I land on the side of my foot, the bad one, twist my leg, and I can feel all the tendons on the arch of my foot just yank. And I'm like, son of a...
I think I did that the night I threw the typewriter. Exact same thing.
Yeah, and so now I'm walking around, and it feels just like it did before the boot. Now I'm hoping it was just a quick little strain, and I can be all right in a couple of days. But boy, it hurts. It's just like it was before the boot.
So that was all for nothing.
Oh, I went and still got the coffee, but
I mean the boot and all the time of dealing with the inconvenience of that, for nothing.
Yeah, it's basically put the boot back on. I don't want to, and I'm going to try not to. Now, and this is something I don't remember, and I was yelled at, and I still don't remember. When you pull a muscle or a tendon or something like a strain, a muscle strain, do you put heat on it first, or do you put cold on it first?
I don't know, but you'll be...
Because when they say put heat, then cold, then cold, then heat, I don't know what it's going to do.
You're
going to
be hearing about it the rest of the day now.
Oh, jeez.
And you're not going to get a definitive answer.
It's just
going to be people's opinions.
I just want...
All day long.
Look, the only opinion I will respect is somebody that is like an athletic trainer. And somebody that deals with athletes. Heat first, then cold?
You've done it now.
Or cold, then heat? Because it's one way or the other, and I don't know what it is, but I'm not going through this again for another 6 months. 3-4 months, I'm like, it ain't that bad. Then we had that skate night. I thought my foot was about to come off.
Oh, yeah.
And then I finally said I can't, and then you have to wait because you got to go to your primary physician. Then they refer you to an orthopedist, and then you got to wait
and
for the gotta appointment
there. And you got to pay every step of the way.
You're darn right.
I don't know. When I did it, how old was I then?
What year? What are we talking about? When you threw the typewriter?
Yeah.
I'll tell you exactly how old you were. You were, hold on. Seven. You're about 23.
Yeah. So I hopped on one leg for like 3 days, and then it was okay. But I was 23.
Right, where you can bounce back. You're not 56.
Yeah.
Look at this. You're right, Haney. Stan, icy to dull the pain, hot to soothe it away.
The hot stays hot and the cold stays cool.
What do you know?
The physical therapist I do work for.
Yes.
He's listening. He just sent me a text. Cold than heat.
Cold then heat. So I got
all you need to know.
I got to put my. That's it. That's it.
Don't need none of their.
Leave it there. Leave it there. Cold then heat. So I got to put my foot in some ice tonight. And then.
Well, I think the cold is supposed to be when you first injure it.
Well, I injured it today. Like
about. You got to re-injure it in the parking lot.
4 hours ago.
That's true. You'll be re-injuring it all day.
Yeah. How long before I switch to the heat? Is it one day ice it or ice heat?
Yeah, and what if you want to use icy hot?
You just slather that on and it feels cool going on.
What if you use a heating pad but put ice in it?
I used a heating pad before with my foot, and I also had one of those ice molds. You put the thing in the freezer and then you put your foot on it and it molds into where your foot is.
He just texts back because he's listening. Cold for 10 minutes, then immediately follow with heat.
Every day?
I'll wait 20 seconds and he'll send me another text.
We got to take a break. Sorry. We got to take Sorry.
That's going to be the rest of the show.
I want to appreciate your guy calling in and let me know.
That's going to be every text, every phone call.
Do I do it every day?
Thank you, Joe.
Do I go and
I know. I just want you to know what you're in for now.
I'm just wondering. I'm hearing from an expert.
I'm just concerned about you today. I've been concerned.
He said yes. So whatever you said last, just apply yesterday.
I don't remember.
Let's put that up on Facebook. He said yes.
I've had to deal with our business issues today. I've had
such as they are.
Such as they are. And they, you know, people, oh, Stan and Haney, you don't have business issues. Yeah, we do. I don't know if you guys know this, that Stan and Haney is a corporation, okay? And we do have various.
With all of the liabilities that come with that. And, various, and none of the privileges.
And various, correct. And various charitable funds. And so I had to go do that today. Then I had with the dealing with the, this in here. Then the unbelievable foot pain. I'm good.
But I felt like you were reaching out for help today.
I'm always reaching out for help, Haney. There's just no one there to grab me by the forearm.
I just thought it was precious because, you know, you're contacting me.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
You coming in? I'll be there.
I was surprised because it was later than normal.
There
not
is
normal.
No,
but
no,
it's not.
No, don't get spoiled now. Thinking you're going to hear
spoiled.
From me.
Why should I even say that it's getting spoiled?
Thinking that you're going to hear from me at the god awful hour of 11:30.
We'll be back.
Southwest Florida's only radio show powered by alternative energy. Our show is produced through a volatile combination of superheated air and methane. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
Why was my Allison Waite photograph taken down?
I don't know. Water? Maybe. Oh, I know what it was. When they had the blowers on in here, it was flapping around and they didn't want to ruin it.
Out of respect for Allison.
Yep.
God, she's gorgeous.
Playmate Allison Waite, our playmate from about, 13 years ago.
She's held up well.
She has. She's grown into a beautiful woman. She sure has. Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law in about an hour. Later on today, Stan's Name That Movie. Today, movies about the game of basketball. We got the NBA playoffs going on. These will be movies, 5 movie clips about basketball.
There's a lot of them.
There are a lot of them.
More than you'd think.
Yup. So that's what we're going to be doing today. You heard us talking earlier about it.
Naples. Stan.
What?
Driving around town. He plays golf. He knows about the finer things in life.
Yep.
And what are you driving these days, my friend?
The flagship of the Nissan fleet, the Maxima. I went down there.
That's luxury, my friend.
Naples Nissan, and they put me behind the wheel of a Maxima to try out for a few weeks.
And see, you've been all over the place, and doesn't it feel good? Isn't it a nice welcome home to be back in a luxury sedan?
It sure is a beautiful thing. And Naples Nissan would love to put you in something beautiful. $5,000 guaranteed trade-in.
What they'd like
on
to do is to take you out of your junk.
Yeah.
And put you into a nice car.
Yep.
And they'll take that junk and they'll get it out of the country.
Yep. And get you into a new Nissan. If Aaron Walker, our main man's not there, I've met Chad Walker too. And Chad will help you. If Aaron's busy or if he's out of town, you say, well, then get me Chad Walker.
If you're having any kind of trouble down there, I don't think you will. But if you do, say, hey, I'm from Stan and Haney. I want to talk to a walker.
Now. Yep. And they'll get you set up straight. Free loaner car while you wait for service. Transparent pricing. You know what you're going to pay. Lifetime window tint warranty. And something that you like, Haney. Showroom to go.
Oh, that is a great concept.
They will deliver the car to you. How can you not want to go down to Naples Nissan when you know whatever you push, pull, or drag in there, you're going to get $5,000
and
for?
And by the way, I'm not kidding about that, because down there, they know. You drop our name.
Yep. Oh, they do know.
They'll hop too.
NaplesNissan.com. It's right there on Pine Ridge Road in Naples. Let's do the grab bag. brought to you by our friends at the Pewter Mug. Getting ready to go to their new location, US 41 in Naples. Save this for later.
It's a different world after Irma.
It sure is. Are we sick of royal wedding news? This is...
You know, I've been thinking about, as I'm watching Prince Harry, whether he will keep his beard or shave it for the wedding.
And I say that he will keep his beard for the wedding.
This is really remarkable. This British newspaper is claiming to have details of Meghan Markle's wedding dress.
Okay, so we are counting down to the royal wedding, which is this Saturday. Can you believe? So what do we know about the big day? We are starting to learn some details.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
We'll bring you live coverage of the marriage this Saturday, May 19th. Our coverage starts at 4 a.m. Eastern right here on CBS. So Saturday what? Morning, please get up. Please get up.
Yeah, well, don't you know, it's 5 hours earlier over there. And this is a whole
network
thing.
Network coverage.
Network coverage. And, of course, you got the whining father and the fake paparazzi and the woolly walker down the aisle. You know, I'd like to hear from our main man sometime this week leading up to the wedding, Roger Bannister. See what the hell he's got to say about this nightmare.
I've learned all I need to know about it.
What do you need to know?
That she's an opportunist.
Mm-hmm. I was saying that last night. I said, guess what? This one right here, scandal. There's going to be scandal here. There's going to be, this is not going to end well. This ain't like Kate. This ain't like Diana. This thing is, this.
Yeah, she's playing a role.
Yes. And that role is not going to work very much longer. Oh, speaking of a role, what's our girl thinking about today?
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Well, another eventful Mother's Day this year. My sister waited until Friday night to make a Sunday brunch reservation, so we got seated at 2:45. That meant only 15 minutes left for the bottomless mimosas. We were chugging those faster than Thomas the Tank Engine pulling into the island of Sodor. Peep, peep. Oh, and I got an idea for you, restaurant managers. When it's all you can drink, just put them in bigger glasses. Don't try to get classy one day out of the year. We come in all the time and your food's just average, so bring the big glasses. We don't need the skinny champagne flute.
They love their
mimosas.
I'll
play you a tune on my flute glass. It's called Fill It Up. We all got so buzzed I couldn't even remember what I ate until I opened the fridge later that night and saw the to-go box. I got the chicken. I always get the chicken when I'm knocking him back because I think it'd be easier on me if later I'm forced to see my stomach contents. Oh, Mother's Day. You know, it's nice to know that over the years I'm beginning to keep up to drinking pace with my sister and dear old mom. It's not an easy task.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
That's what goes on.
Yeah. Oh, lay this text. Oh, yeah, Stan. Diana ended real well. Let me tell you something. She's beloved. She's beloved in Great Britain.
And she didn't have a choice.
That's right. She's still beloved. They see, love Kate. Over. They won't like this, this new
see,
one.
See, the Markle gal sought this out. This is what she wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
It's different.
And Diana didn't want it.
No, for Diana, I mean, for crying out loud, go back and look at him now. Look at him then. You want to talk about outkicking the coverage?
Yes.
You think that she wanted the world to watch her walk down the aisle with that?
With that troll?
And then to bear children from that?
Yeah, she was forced. Yep.
And she was just a little baby.
Yeah, just a darling. Darling.
This Markle, she has...
Oh, she's been around, this one.
She has about 3 prime years left.
Yep.
Look at it this way. I mean, she's 36. He's like 32.
Yeah.
What is he
Scandal.
Thinking? I'll tell you what he's thinking. He's thinking she can act the part. She can look the part. She can take a lot of heat off me.
Yeah. because he's not real royal anyway.
He is, but when you're, you know, you're sort of in the line of succession, but yeah. only if somebody dies.
See, Diana.
See, for him to be in the line.
He's not blood into the Windsor family. He's not blood.
Legally, he is.
Legally, he is.
And his only claim to the throne would be if there was a, you know, a big tragedy where a bunch of small children died.
Believe it or not, in Great Britain, the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is still a big show over there. This host who hosts...
That's probably because they didn't have it on every night.
Exactly. The host over there is not, by any stretch of the means, Regis Philbin.
Is it that mean British lady?
No. Listen to this. Guy's on there playing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. He picks the wrong answer. He loses. The host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire says it's the right answer. You've got it! He was wrong and looked really foolish.
I will slightly hesitantly go, dear, final answer. And you know, so you don't.
I'm not even going to look at the screen. That's the correct answer. It isn't. What? It is a deer. Is he not a deer? I've seen him in Africa boinging along like deers.
Oh, no, you've just lost. £15,000.
Are you sure? I've seen ibex boinging along, and they look like deer to me.
Yeah. At least I know if I'd asked the host for that, then we both would have been wrong.
Exactly. Yeah, if you'd have asked me, I would have genuinely cost you £15,000. So thank God you asked me about the puddings. Oh, God, Alan, I'm sad, actually, because I had high hopes that you were going to zoom along right up the ladder. But you didn't. But you do go home with £1,000.
A lot of weight.
£15,000 less. No, it's just come up here. It's a wild goat found in the Alps and the Pyrenees. And I thought it was a deery thing that lived in Africa. Well, I am very sorry, but you're going back to Copenhagen with barely enough to afford the airfare. Don't do that now, ladies and gentlemen. Alan Horsburgh.
Yeah, there he goes.
I like that British sensibility.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, here's your big prize. Barely enough to get you back home.
We told you yesterday, Margot Kidder died on Sunday at the age of 69.
And now that she's gone, the press can be nice to her again.
Yep, we remember her as Lois Lane in the Christopher Reeve Superman.
God, look up there.
Easy, miss. I've got you.
You've got me? Who's got you?
They still haven't released what the cause of death was. However, there might be a little indication that something was horribly wrong. She gave her last interview to a radio team in Detroit on May the 9th. She was, I guess, going to be in some local thing going on there. And she did the interview by phone because she claimed she was in bed, sick as a dog with the flu.
Yeah, I'm in bed with flu in Livingston, Montana, puking about every hour and a half. It's not fun.
That was her last interview just a few days ago. They don't know the cause. Oh. All right. She's
an interesting character the more you find out about her. She used to be, there was a book and a documentary, both the same name, Easy Riders and Raging Bulls, about the next generation of Hollywood directors, you know, your De Palmas and Spielbergs, when they were young. And there was this one stretch where I guess a bunch of them had beach houses, and Margot Kidder was known for skinny dipping in front of all the directors.
Right, get her noticed. Well, that wouldn't happen today, huh?
Speaking of that, you know what? I'm going to read it right now.
I'll save the local story for later.
What is Pat Boone selling?
Safe step, walk-in tub in case you slip and fall as an elderly.
Oh, okay.
Get a load of this. We're talking about Margot Kidder going skinny dipping in front of the directors to get a job. Well, this is the Me Too generation now. Follow me on this. A woman's advocacy group called Ultraviolet has called for Spotify to remove Steven Tyler, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Don Henley, and Ted Nugent, among other artists, from their streaming service, saying the musicians were being glorified despite allegations of abuse.
They do all that and don't mention Jackson Brown?
Yeah, well, he might have been on. This is what the story. I guess there are others.
Because I know R. Kelly has been destroyed.
Well, they say the demand came after Spotify removed a number of artists last week, including R. Kelly, as they instituted a new hate content policy aimed at refusing exposure to those with a history of abusive behavior.
But can you ever separate the artist from the art? You want to deprive kids of singing "I Believe I Can Fly"? Just because he's, you know.
They want more. They say there's more going to be in. We want them off of iTunes, Google Play.
What did Steven Tyler do?
Steven Tyler was caught up in a guardianship of a 16-year-old girl whom he got pregnant when he was 27.
It seems like all of his kids have worked out okay.
Yep. Chili Peppers singer Anthony Kiedis, sexual relationship with a 13-year-old girl when he was 23. This is one where they're digging deep. Don Henley was fined and put on probation in 1980. I remember it. You remember it. After being found with two underage girls who were charged with drug and prostitution offenses.
All she wants to do is dance.
And now in 1978, they want Ted Nugent because Nugent faced kidnapping charges in connection with a 17-year-old girl when he was 30. This stuff is 45 years old.
You start doing that to rock and roll, there'll be nobody left.
Exactly. You know, I thought Alex Trebek had to have said this at one point or another, but they made a point of it this week.
Hey, teachers, we don't need no education. We don't need no thought control in a song by this band. Erica.
Who is Pink Floyd?
You got it.
He must have said that at some point in time. I'll do this one real quick. Jimmy Fallon brought this up on the Tonight Show. There are some athletes. I saw this mainly with baseball players, where they can remember 15 years ago in their career, a particular at-bat, a particular pitch. Here he talks about the detail that LeBron James has for certain situations in a basketball game. This is stunning.
The Cleveland Cavaliers lost Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals to the Boston Celtics. And after the game, LeBron James was asked what happened at one point during the fourth quarter, and he gave a very, very detailed answer.
Do you have any idea what happened there?
The first possession, we ran him down all the way to 2 on the shot clock. Marcus Morris missed a jump shot, followed it up. They got a dunk. And we came back on the defensive end, and we got a stop. They took it out on the sideline. Jason Tatum took the ball out, threw it to Marcus Smart in the short corner. He made a three. We come back down, missed another shot. Tatum came down and went 94 feet, did a Euro step, and made a right-hand layup timeout.
Yeah. Impressive. Wow. Wow.
Well, it didn't stop there. LeBron actually kept talking. Here's what he said. Then after the timeout, J.R. Smith inbounded the ball to Kyle Korver. After Korver passed it, he scratched his nose two times and turned his head 38 degrees counterclockwise. He made eye contact with a 5'6" woman in the crowd, about 39 years old, wearing a red boat neck top from Macy's. That woman got some mustard on her shirt, and she told her friend how upset she was that it was her favorite shirt, but her friend was like, whatever. And you got the vibe that the lady in the red shirt was kind of always making things about her and that her friend wasn't having it. And then I looked back at the court, and the game was over, and we lost by 25 points because I was looking at the crowd. Whoops. Incredible, incredible memory.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug. We're going to take a break. When we come back, your phone calls here in the studio. We got some prizes for you if you contribute. And then later on in the 3 o'clock hour, how often do you get an attorney to come in and tell you what to do or help you out on a situation that you might be at odds with? Whether it's a family law criminal, veteran, he's here. He comes in every week to help you. I'd take advantage of it if I were you. Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law.
You would.
And
you,
I do.
You absolutely would. Okay, who's our next call? Looks like Stan from Canton. Stan, go ahead.
Oh, and then later on today, name that movie. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Stan and Haney in the afternoon, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Telephone number into the studio. Area code 239-277-9600. We'll go over some prizes here in just a second. Look who's come into the studio. Shark Girl, how are you?
Fine.
Here, grab that. Pull that microphone right up there, sweetheart. Did you see the video of the hammerhead that was caught on off of Sanibel? Did you see that?
I saw there was one on Captiva. They had like a big 12-footer.
We're talking about the one where the muscle guy. All the girls were talking about. They didn't care about the shark, the hammerhead. They were all looking at muscle guy that was bringing him in.
Yeah, they like that, except for the fact that, if they get with him, he doesn't have any time for him because he's at the gym 24/7.
That's right. Here, there. Look at that. Right off a Sanibel.
Oh wow. Well, You know what they say about the big muscle dudes? Like they're compensating.
Is that what they say?
Well, he handled that shark pretty damn well. And you know what he did? Beached it and killed that son of a bitch.
No.
Well, the hammerheads are like the catfish of sharks.
They are. They're like the catfish of sharks. They're the garbage shark. Right?
No, the tiger shark is the garbage shark.
No, that's the vicious one.
That's a badass, yeah.
That's a badass shark.
They eat anything. They found, like, 12th century armor in these tiger sharks before.
Well,
so
what do we know about a hammerhead? What can we say? How do they see if
their
eyes are
that
far apart?
Pull that mic up so you don't have to keep leaning down.
Yeah,
there you go.
This is the latest and greatest technology, you guys.
Yeah, don't even.
Proven technology.
Yeah. But what do we know about a hammerhead? How do they see because their eyes are so far apart?
I know they do something with their heads where they move them side to side to be able to catch the electrical impulses or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, see, I look at that picture, and the first thing I go, that's a huge hammerhead shark.
You've seen the mouth on them, right?
Yeah, they'll kill you.
I've caught them before at Port Canaveral, and the biggest one we caught was about half that size, but we caught a lot of them.
But that's the first thing I see. I know you, the first thing you see is the Mr. Muscle there.
No, I'm not. I'm not into that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
I like them with a beer gut.
That's our
God
gal.
Bless you.
And by the way, I guess your ass kickery is working out well because you look great.
Oh well, I don't know.
Yeah, good strong muscles and all that.
Just eat a lot of broccoli. That's pretty much it.
Then you're gassy all the time.
A lot of gas. What did you bring us here?
You've been buying a lot of GasX with all that broccoli.
Women don't produce gas.
We that's true.
Exude
I forgot.
Happiness from our bodies.
Yeah.
I brought you some Hawaiian coffee, not from Publix, but from actual Hawaii.
All right. Thank you very much.
Is it Hawaiian style coffee?
I'm going to see what this is.
Because I know when you went to New York, you had a slice of New York style pizza.
All right. Let me read it. Kalapawani Market has been serving the Windward community since 1932.
Boy, you had good timing on that trip, didn't you?
Yes, I did, actually. Well,
yeah, with the lava.
Right before I went, there was landslides. And then right after I left, there was lava. So it was perfect. You know how much it costs to live in the neighborhood where that coffee came from?
How much?
You want to buy a house for like 1,000 square feet, you're going to pay $1 million.
Oh, I believe it. Well, that's
Do
they
around,
have low-income housing that's on what I was Hawaii? Gonna,
that's why...
Next to the lava.
Yeah. And in Kilauea, all these people, and they're going, out of curiosity, why do you live here? And they go, well, the closer you get to the volcano, the cheaper the real estate is.
Yeah, it's because it's a gamble totally. That you take.
Or you live on the side of the island that is dry. So they have, like, you know, different climates on each side of the island. I was on the side where they have all the moisture, so they have all the tropical plants, and it's, like, a lot more expensive. If you are...
So what, is the other side desert?
Kinda, yeah. It's, like, very barren.
And what are you talking about, like, a couple of miles difference?
About, yeah, 30 minutes. It's crazy. I couldn't live there year-round. It's too unpredictable. Like, way more unpredictable than we have here. So, you know, you drive to the North Shore, and they have... you know, dunes, and they have, you know, a lot of dead trees, and it's kind of barren. It's weird.
It's from the lava.
It is weird.
Yeah. But boy, what great soil it eventually makes.
And that's what they make coffee and macadamia nuts
that's
out
right.
of.
Did you have any macadamia nuts when you were in Hawaii?
I bought 2 giant boxes of macadamia chocolates, and those are gone. So,
what about the nut itself?
It's a shame she couldn't have gone there earlier. We could have sent her over to Jim Neighbor's place.
Yeah, before he passed away, he owned a big macadamia farm over in Hawaii.
And we were invited because he knew we'd never go to Hawaii, but we could have sent you in our place.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you go?
Because it costs a lot of money to go to Hawaii.
We don't have the connections like you got.
What is
that? Excuse me. I need to address this right now. I don't know what connections that you and HW were talking about.
No, not me.
I got
all my info from our former intern, right. HW, who pretty much said it like it is. Like,
how can you really trust him with what he's been involved in?
Yeah.
The devil's threesome.
Yep, that's right.
By the way, I have a scam I just wanted to discuss with you gentlemen that I just found out about.
What?
This guy that I know that started a roofing company down here, one of his employees is this old Florida cracker.
Yeah.
He's been buying these reptiles that sell for $600, like rainbow chameleons.
Yeah.
He puts them on an island locally where they flourish and breed snakes, expensive snakes.
Yeah.
And then in the wintertime, when it goes down to 20 degrees, he'll just go pick them up because they're in hibernation.
Right.
And then he resells them for insane amounts of money at the local
pet store.
That's
a great deal.
So I told HW, I need to find out where this island is so I can just go and get you free animals.
Yeah, that's
you know? I got an idea. I got a real good idea.
Where it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You need anything, D-Train? You good? What? So they got chameleons?
And they sell for like $600?
Yeah.
What else they got
there? And it's a huge scam because...
Snake?
Yeah, I don't know what kind of snakes, but...
But do snakes eat the lizards?
This is all I know. I don't know anything else. But anyway, you know, and HW, I don't even know why I'm offering him this because he can't even have... any animals in his condo because of his HOA. And he has 3 snakes, 3 cats.
Yeah, let's throw that up.
Girlfriend.
Oh, has he got somebody new now?
What, girlfriend or tarantulas?
Girlfriend.
Oh, same girlfriend.
I thought they broke up.
Who told you that? No.
I thought they broke up. Oh, no, he got fired from where he was working. Right?
Who are you talking to?
This is what I heard. I heard things.
I don't know where you're hearing these things. I didn't hear anything.
Maybe
like
it was from him.
He's a hothead now.
He is a hothead.
He still works
where he works, and he's still dating the same girl.
He doesn't work at Walmart anymore.
Okay, well, hey, everybody doesn't work. He's safe to return.
Yeah.
You grew up with this guy.
Yes.
Did you ever see him working at Walmart?
I don't know. I mean, he grew up on Sanibel. He doesn't really have a lot of motivation. He was always pampered. Similar, didn't D-Train
but he's
grow
got
up on
himself.
No.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, no. That's Boone County, Kentucky. But he was educated. He's a smart guy.
I always figured he'd be like a crocodile hunter.
Yeah, I don't know. It's too much work, you know. He's got to go outside, you know. And then you look at the education he received and you think, you know, they have classes on, like, poetry as it relates to Family Guy, you know. And
but we got him college credit.
We did. I know we did. We had to go and do the whole questionnaire. Yeah. And
we had to deal with, what was it, East Pensacola West State
Community College.
What was it? I don't know.
Vocational school for reptiles.
Yeah, it was some school up north. Threesomes.
But I do know that what he went to school for was not Walmart cashiering.
I don't know. I think it was like a gen ed. I don't know.
Women's studies.
Yeah, women's
right.
studies.
Yeah.
Yeah, he failed. Yeah. Thank you for this. Thank you very much for the coffee. And when do you go back to Hawaii? When do you get another all expense paid trip back down there?
I'm not even going there with you. Okay. I have
what?
My own career.
All right.
Make my own money.
I'm
okay. Separate bank
not
accounts.
Me.
Okay.
Oh yeah. See, that's HW. That we didn't say anything about that.
Yeah, that's we didn't say anything about
you
that.
No,
D-Train might have.
Did you get some good pictures?
Yeah. I got some good ones of some little kids fishing, and you see like it was like in these little tide pools, you know.
And
so,
did you really get in the water with the sharks?
Yeah. Yeah. There was like 30 of them. Galapagos and sandbar.
They were no more than like a foot and a half.
They were 12-foot sharks. And then at one point, the captain clicked on the engine, and the electrical impulse sent them all from the bottom to the surface. And there was a tiger shark in the water. And that was when it got a little bit too sharky for me, because they were right under the boat, like 5 feet away, just like looking at me.
Wouldn't be too sharky if a couple of the swimmers there while you were taking pictures had spear guns.
No, I and you're a shark lover. And you're one of those people that go, oh, but so many sharks are harmless. And I used to believe that until I saw a guy with a nurse shark that had latched onto his head.
Yep.
Well, what was he doing to provoke the nurse shark?
Nothing. He was minding his own beeswax.
The same thing happened when I used to work for the Boy Scouts. One of the guys was going in. We used to grab the sharks out of the water by the tail, and it was all catch and release. And he was going in to grab the shark by the tail while another guy was going to grab the head. And the shark whipped around and bit him in the arm. It was only like a 3-foot long nurse shark, but he told everybody in Key West, all the girls, that it was like a 12-foot long shark. And
either way, that shark's dead because it bit.
But it was like, oh, a nurse shark won't hurt you.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, they will.
Puppies of the ocean. Mm. I'm not saying that sharks are harmless, okay? Obviously, they're predators.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that if you're in the water with them and, you know, they can see what you are, you're not in murky water, you know, you're diving with them, the chances of them actually going after you are so low. It's like,
yeah.
You know.
I think barracudas are a lot more unpredictable.
I mean, your cat would kill you if it could.
I know that. It's tried.
You know? Cats nibbling on your neck.
Well, that's what would happen if you died in your apartment or your house.
It would eventually feed on you. Because what it would do is see what it could get away with.
Yeah.
You know, it'd eat your nose and then jump back.
Yeah. Well, I think the eyes is what they go for first. Yeah. See, it's
the sweet meat.
Yeah. It's those soft eyes.
And then it'll wait for you to do something.
Yeah. Then the tongue.
It's freaking delicious.
Yeah. And they'd be happy halfway eaten.
Put some faffa beans on that, you know? Good to go.
So what are you doing with the rest of your day? What are you doing now? What are you doing?
I have to go and home and edit photos and stuff.
Oh,
well. I just had a job interview, so that was good.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, what are you trying to get?
Walmart.
Yeah. Obviously. I'm going to throw my dreams away right now. No, it's like a... I really don't want to talk about it.
Okay, yeah, you don't have
but
to do it.
It's related to what you like to do?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
And requires some skill?
Yes, obviously.
Okay. All right. I wouldn't doubt you on that. Wouldn't doubt you. You're a very educated woman.
You know,
and very talented.
And the more successful she is, the madder HW gets.
Yeah.
You don't hear that out of Nigel, but HW is like... Shark girl.
Yeah, yeah. He's the one spewing all the dirt.
He's pissed off, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm surprised he hasn't tried to burn my house down or something at this point.
Don't give him ideas.
You know.
Don't give him any ideas.
Yeah, he's had worse.
I don't get, you know, it's like you, HW, and Nigel are like this group of friends, and you're very nice. Now, you got a little sarcastic edge to you. Nigel is just salt of the earth, great guy, and then you've got
very smart,
and you've got HW brooding in the corner.
Yeah,
I think it's his lineage. You know, his aunt is actually where he gets all of his redneck white trash stuff.
Hey,
wow.
Yeah. His grandmother, I don't, something like that. She was like 300 pounds. She had a raccoon, a bunch of snakes. She lived in a trailer. She would hit his father. And then she loved WWE. Uh-huh. So, you know, all of that, it just makes perfect sense.
You know, you're on the radio.
She was pigeon-toed. she had buck teeth.
Knock-kneed, hammered down.
Yeah, yep.
But she had raccoons as pets, huh?
Yep,
mean
apparently.
Things.
And so when he was a small child, he'd sleep with the raccoons, or?
I don't know if they really wanted anything to do with him, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
It had some effect on him. So that now he's, like, breaking all of his HOA laws. So.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So where is he? Collier County? Lee County? Where is he?
Speaking of which, do you have any HOA laws that prohibit you from having a cat?
No, I don't. Huh. No, I don't.
Nope. He's allowed to have one.
One under 40 pounds.
And a tarantula.
And it's under 40 pounds.
Yes.
For now.
Yeah, for now. And that tarantula's just, it lost in the wall somewhere.
It's decorative.
It's strictly decorative.
That's your go-to answer.
Yeah, it's for decorative purposes. Thank you for coming by.
Yeah, sure.
She did. She followed through and brought you genuine Hawaiian coffee.
Yep, I appreciate that.
Did anybody call you a howlie to your face?
No, and surprisingly, the Hawaiian men are extremely respectful.
Oh, yeah. To a woman like you, they are.
Yeah.
No.
Stan
well,
goes in there.
They'll hit me with one of those root clubs.
Yeah, like one of them idols that got the Brady Bunch in trouble.
Got to get hit with a tuber every once in a while, you know? So.
We did get a text. Some guy just texted. He's got a beer belly. Shark Girl, thank you.
You know what? Where do you have to be in life? That you hear a woman on the radio, and you, this could be my shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got one of them.
Yeah.
Did you see the messages from the thing with Dave that people were leaving?
No.
Oh, where's Shark Girl? Blah, blah, blah. Let's bring her out, you know.
With Dave the Waterman?
Yeah.
Was he posting stuff about you, or was it on our site?
No. It was on the live feed on Facebook.
While you were doing it, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people get bold.
Well, you know, only one of us that could really relate to anything, what it must be like to be an attractive woman, is Stan. When he was 6 years old, he had this natural beauty that drew people in.
I was the best looking kid in school.
So he might know a little bit about what it feels like.
Grew out of it, though. Grew out of it, but boy, I'll tell you.
They always told him.
Well, you're in my type range right now.
Yeah, they are. Yep. Perfect.
We're both working on it.
Yeah, good. Excellent.
We're training. But that was a shame. They said he was the most beautiful child.
Yeah, my first grade teacher, Mrs. McVie, said to my mom, don't worry about it. He might have had a tough time in this class, but he'll get by in his looks alone.
Yeah, and it certainly turned out to be true, didn't
it? Yeah, didn't it, though?
Thank you, Shark Girl.
We're going to take a break. Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law going to be in the studio next, answering your legal questions. You got anything you might want to ask him? You got everything all right? Is there
restraining order against
any
HW?
Any kind of orders? Anybody harassing you?
Yeah, restraining order. That'd be good.
Yeah, you know, anything like that?
Yeah.
He can help you with that. Criminal, veterans affairs. He's a veteran himself, former military judge.
Not only is he a great attorney, he's got a lot of life experience.
Yep, Mike Chinopoulos.
Chances are, whatever your problem is not something he hasn't seen before.
He'll be taking your phone calls next. We're Stan and Haney.
Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage.
A nice enough guy, but way too much baggage, if you know what I mean.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney here. Tuesday edition, that means sitting right next to Haney and myself is Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law, attorney, esquire, lawyer. He'll take your phone calls, 277-9600. 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic and news headlines. Uh-oh, this is nice.
Oh, I didn't even know that was still on.
Yeah, it's on. That's nice.
You know, I told you, I finished it up last night, the 1986 TV movie Stagecoach.
Yeah.
Starring Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, Johnny Cash. David Alan Coe played one of the bad guys. And the reason that I bring this up will become clear to you in a moment. It was only a bit part, but you know who played the bartender?
Who?
Gentleman by the name of Billy Swan.
Ah, who does Mike Chiannopoulos' theme song.
Oh. I can sing.
Yeah, watch this guy. This guy has been practicing for the last 4.5 years.
See, they knew there was going to be a gunfight, so Billy Swan and his assistant, they got the mirror behind the bar and took it down.
Yeah, I can help. If you got a problem, don't care what it is.
If you need a hand, I can show you this. I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help. With your DUI, your divorce, criminal case, whatever you got.
277-9600. And like,
why don't we do a Western?
I don't want to do a Western.
Chiannopoulos would be great.
Yeah, well, he'd be the sheriff.
Wouldn't he be the judge?
Do I get to wear a gun?
Well, no. He'd be a justice of the peace.
There you go.
So he's the sheriff, the judge, the prosecutor. He's all right there. It's a small town.
Well, I was like the sheriff of Boone County.
That's right.
Got a used car lot, too.
By God, I am the law.
Right. If you'd like to talk to Mike Chiannopoulos, whether it's family law, child support, alimony, visitation of your kids, anything that's coming up, because we've got summertime coming. The kids are going to be on vacation. Who gets the kids? If it's criminal, DUI, if there's something on your record, if there's a neighbor, if there's anybody that's screwing with you, here's your opportunity to talk to an attorney.
What if I've been accused of colluding with the Russians?
He'd give you some advice on that.
I'd say don't call Cohen. Your name will be on the air.
277-9600. We've got a call being checked through now.
Have you ever been in a position in open court where a judge asks you to list your clients?
No, that's insane. That is insane. Now, if we're going to do a Western here, and I am going to be the law.
Yeah, you're the justice of the peace.
Haney, does that mean I can issue jizyas?
No, you would have to be some sort of Islamic scholar or, you know.
Yeah,
I'm going to convert so I can issue a jizya.
So you can do it.
So I can throw out those jizyas in public.
I got a quick question for you.
No, what I think we should do is do the reverse jizya and tax Muslims.
Yeah, that's right.
I got a quick question.
And then if they complain, we go, well, it's in the Quran.
We'll do an our jizya.
Before we take it, because we got a caller, we got a couple of lines open if you want to call Mike. I live in a condo. I have huge association dues that I pay.
For no apparent reason, by the way.
They go up every year. Now, Hurricane Irma caused roof damage.
Okay.
They've assessed that. Got to pay it. The roof on my condo, which holds, I think, 30 units.
Okay.
They're not due to start putting the roof on until July. That's when the construction is supposed to start on the complex. Mine is one of five other buildings there that are going to need new roofs. In the meantime, and I still pay my regular association dues a lot.
Right.
In the meantime, birds have begun
Boids
have begun to pull down the soffit and fascia and are building nests inside the roof area, I'm on the third floor. It's right by. I went to the association representative. Now, I would assume I'm still supposed to be getting the services I pay for with my regular association dues.
Oh, yeah.
I went and explained to the representative of my association, I've got birds that are going into the roof, nesting. They're, as soon as the sun comes up till it comes down, they're in there scratching and bringing up the nest material and all that. Here's the answer I got. The association doesn't want to pay for a cherry picker to go up and get those. And that's not the only place that they're building bird's nests around. They've also are in your dryer vents. They're also in nice. Other parts. And we're sorry. We'll make a note that there's one there. But they're not going to do anything about it because they know in July the roofs are all going to be done.
Right.
Do I have anywhere to stand on that when I am paying yeah. my association dues every quarter on top of what the assessment is for the roof?
Yeah, and here's the thing. You know, birds relieve themselves quite a bit.
Yes, the germs.
And once you get that up in your roof, so it's underneath the shingles
right.
and above the plywood. So you've got a little space in there, and that's the space you're talking about them crawling mm-hmm. in. And so once they start leaving their waste, and if they have babies, the eggshells and all of that stuff up there, by the way, you're going to get snakes up there next because they're going to want the bird's eggs.
Yep.
And so that is irreparable harm, and you can force them to do something immediately. And when you file the lawsuit for a breach of contract, you also may be eligible for a pretrial injunction saying they have to go and fix that right now because you're going to be caused irreparable harm with that bacteria and smell, et cetera, that yeah. you'll never get out of your place.
Yeah, and it's been, and if you win, I notified them over a week ago.
And if you win, you could likely make them pay your attorney's fees if you win. Now, the downside to that is it's a double-edged sword. If you lose, you may be stuck paying their attorney's fees.
Right. They're not,
but he's not going to lose.
Not if you hire him.
Not if I have Mike Giannopoulos. 277-9600 if you'd like to talk to Mike Giannopoulos. We can take your phone calls right now. Tom is on line one. Tom, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I was in the Navy from 1990 to 92, had shoulder reconstructive surgery while in the service, got addicted to medications, got in trouble for kiting checks at the canteen on campus or on in our squadron. And it dis not dishonorable, I got an other than honorable discharge.
Yeah. You got a
How
general
upgrade.
You got a Pardon general. Me? You got a general discharge with an OTH on it.
Correct. How could I or can I possibly get that upgraded? It's been since 1992.
I have not looked at this since about 2005, so that's been 13 years ago. And obviously, the law changes frequently. But there was once a regulation that said if you got out of the service with an OTH, you could, which is other than honorable course, you could. Applied through the VA to have it upgraded to an honorable if you didn't get in any trouble, and I mean not even a speeding ticket, in 6 months after you were out. You could apply for it. They didn't have to do it, but it was discretionary, and they did do it for a lot of guys. Again, that's 13 years ago since I looked at the law.
Okay.
All right.
So I need to go online to the VA website and check through there?
Yeah, I would call. I would even call my VA or go see my VA representative.
Okay.
You know, they're right there on the first floor when you come in. If you go to the right, they're across the hall kind of from the coffee shop, and they'll be able to give you a lot more information.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
All right. Appreciate it. 277-9600 if you want to talk to Mike Giannopoulos. We have a line open. Help me out with this because I tried, and this was last year, I tried to explain to my daughter, who at the time was seeing somebody that went into the military. And found out that it wasn't for him and did not get an honorable discharge at yeah. the age of 19, 20, yeah. somewhere around there. That when you, if you don't get an honorable discharge from the military, you go around, that will hang on you for the rest of your life. You're filling out job applications, you're going to interviews, and that sticks on you like you've been convicted of something.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not a conviction of anything in the legal sense, but you're right.
But it's
a lot of times it acts like one when you're
yes.
looking at jobs and stuff.
It's a red flag on your character.
Well, we see, you know, Steve has had a dishonorable discharge. We're not going to touch him.
Now, let me be clear. To have a dishonorable discharge, the only way to have that is to be convicted by a general courts martial.
And then you get a general discharge too, right?
And that's a dishonorable, which they can't give you without a conviction by general court. Special court can give you a BCD, bad conduct discharge. And then the three administrative discharges are general under honorable conditions, general under other than honorable conditions, general. And then, of course, the honorable discharge. So those are all the discharges that
you can get.
But
they hang on you.
Forever.
277-9600. Here's Jay on line two.
I think the lesson there is...
Hold on, Jay.
You don't want to sign up for the military unless you're going to follow through.
Exactly. Jay, you're on with Mike.
Jay, what do you got for us?
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What do you got for us today?
I got my better half, Jay. Long story short, she's on Medicaid, hasn't worked a year and a half, stage 3 cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fibromyalgia, and been turned down for Social Security 4 times already.
Because she's not apparently disabled? Is that their theory?
Well, cancer is not a diagnosis, is what she was told. Not only
Not
only that, Mike, just everything in general has been hard for her. She had a 6-month appointment. First was supposed to be a hysterectomy and then go from there. A day before that 6-month appointment, they called her and said, we no longer take Medicaid. So from 8 months ago, she should already had her first surgery. So now she's back to square one.
Man, I'm so sorry.
So not even is she getting medical treatment. She's not even getting anything. I've been supporting everybody for the last year and a half solely.
Right. So what's your question?
What can she do? What's a good disability Social Security? If you don't do it, who's the best around here?
I don't do it, but one of my good friends does. There are only two, as I understand it, two lawyers in the entire state of Florida, which has over 100,000 lawyers in it, that are board certified in the Social Security section of the bar, that are actually board certified, two in the whole state. One of them happens to be a very close personal friend of mine. Call my office at 239-ASK-MIKE and ask Casey to give you the name and number of my friend who does Social Security disability.
Okay.
I appreciate it, Mike. Is there anything that she could do, because she's 46, as far as getting Medicare on top of that so she gets maybe treatment at least?
My friend will be able to help her with all of that.
All right, so ask Casey.
Yep. She'll
there
give
you
the
buddy.
Name and number. All right.
Yep.
Thank you, Sam and Haney.
Thank you, buddy.
Have a good day, Jay.
Thank you,
what
Jay.
Does that even mean, cancer is not a diagnosis?
Yeah. I mean, that's government definitions for you. I mean, you know.
Because
it's in the DSM-5, near as I could tell.
Jeez.
Mike, this is from the Absolute Law text line. Mike, I'm going through a divorce. Can I purchase a car before final judgment, but after the petition has been filed without any issues, using non-marital funds and putting any liability on my soon-to-be ex?
I wouldn't buy a new car if you're going through a divorce, would you?
No, but he can.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I mean, you're separated, so the petition's been filed. You're using non-marital funds, what you're earning right now. Okay, go buy a new car. Just don't put her name on it.
Right. Here's Robbie on line one. Robbie, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. Mike, I've got a question. I'm a renter. My wife and I live in a duplex. And back after the hurricane, our roof was taken off our lanai. And also our privacy fence was knocked down. Since then, our landlord, as of January, raised our rent, still hasn't repaired the fence. He claims he's going to, but here's the kicker. Now that we've signed a year lease in January, he says he wants to see if he can sell the house. And in our lease, it says that they're not supposed to be showing the house until 45 days before they put the house on the market or until our lease is up. And I'm wondering what kind of legal grounds I have to stand on, because here in the last 3 months, 4 months, they've made our life a living hell with people coming in and wanting to show the house, real estate agents just opening the door and helping themselves and walking into our home.
Jeez.
And we're fed up with it. My wife has health problems. I leave the state one time a month. What do you think about all that?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see your lease because most of them have a clause in there that says if the landlord wants to sell, you'll cooperate as long as the showings are done at reasonable times. So yours says the opposite, then I think you have every legal leg to stand on. And, you know, usually if you end up in a fight like this with your landlord, you're going to end up moving because you're going to want to. You're not going to want to be in this fight and still live there and have to deal with him or her as your landlord. So, you know, look for another place to move and then start the action. And if, you know, it doesn't work out and it's untenable, then you have a place to go. And if you're spending more money for a similar place, you can ask for those for damages as well for breach.
Do I have any recourse as far as withholding rent? Is that something that I could maybe call your office and fax over my lease and have you take a look at it?
Yeah, there's a way to do that. So, yeah, give me a call at 239-ASK-MIKE, and Sam's answering the phone, and she'll just set you up an appointment to talk to me.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thanks for your help. Thanks, guys.
There you go, buddy. 277-9600. One line open if you want to get through right now to talk to Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. Mark is on line three. Mark, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike.
Well, thank you. Gentlemen.
Yes.
It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Mark, what do you have for us today?
Well, the best way to go about a will.
Well, you know, it depends on how complex your estate is. So if you just want a simple will, you're just an ordinary Joe like me and everybody else, then I don't have anything to leave anybody except for a bad attitude. you know, then you just do a simple will. If I die, it all goes to my kids equally, or, you know, it all goes to my wife or whatever you want to do. A simple will is just a few hundred dollars.
Okay. What if you are married but you want to leave it to it's a stepchild, not by blood, but pretty much by marriage?
Yeah, you can do that. You can leave it to whoever you want to. You don't have to leave it to your wife.
Okay, and it's
let me spell my name for you.
So he could leave it to me as well.
Yeah. That's why I was trying to spell my name for him.
But yeah.
Well, if I had enough, I would. You gentlemen probably wouldn't get much out of it.
Yeah, that's easy. Yeah, just call me at 239-ASK-MIKE. Sam will answer the phone. Set up an appointment to come in and see me, and we'll do a simple will for you, and we'll leave it to whoever you want.
Okay. I'll make sure Stan and Amy.
I appreciate that.
You're a good man.
Good man. I like to hear that. That's Stan and then Haney. See you, buddy. You've said this before in the past, though. You need to have a will, and you also need a living will, too.
You know, I think so. I mean, after what happened with poor Ms. Schiavo, that all so many years ago, I think it's a smart thing. And Florida, after that case, updated their living will statute, and so I think it's a good thing to have.
277-9600. Here's Chris. He's been waiting patiently. Chris, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Oi, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Oi. Hey, Chris, what do you got for us today?
Well, Mike, I've got a child support issue. I'm actually due child support, and this going back about almost 10 years ago, about a year and a half went by. She didn't have a job. She had moved to Indiana, took my kid with the whole big rigmarole getting her back down here, got full custody of her. She didn't have a job. I was awarded $439 a month, which is the minimum payment when you don't even have a job. Some time went by, a year and a half or so, and then I started receiving some money, and it was a little more than that. It was like $515 because she was paying some of the arrears.
Right.
Apparently, she was getting some type of disability, which how, I don't know. I don't care to know, but I was like, okay, well, this is great. Lasted maybe 7 or 8 months. And again, this is going back years and years ago. So as some things have fallen out, I've taken my daughter to see her mother in Indiana many, many, many times over again, all on my dime. Would not let her fly by herself, so I'd fly up there with her.
So go ahead. You got to ask your question at this point.
Well, the question is, I went to the child support place about a month and a half, maybe 2 months ago. They said that there was no record of anything. I said, well, that's crazy because I was getting it. So as I started badgering the people a little more, they said, oh, well, it shows that that they've tried to serve her, but they can't find her address. And then she told me that, well, they've tried to serve her, but
where did you get divorced?
Well, we were never married.
Okay, so where did the paternity action happen that gave you custody?
Because there was a paternity
No, where did that happen?
And
what state?
That happened here in Collier. Everything stems from Collier County.
All right, so what you would do is you would file a motion for contempt or an order to show cause in Collier County saying, Judge, this person's been in contempt all this time, and I want you to hold her accountable. And then you find her, and we have a private process server because, you know, DCF and these places, they're going to say, oh, we looked for her. Yeah, what'd they do? They looked in a phone book. There hasn't been a phone book printed in 15 years, but that's what they'll tell you. They looked in a phone book. So,
That's exactly the issue I'm up against, because what they told me is that they have tried to serve her, but that she won't answer the door.
Right.
They literally told me this.
All right, Chris. Calm down. So you got to get a private process server to do it. I know. I've dealt with this before. Give me a call at 239-ASK-MIKE, and we'll get a motion for contempt filed for you, and we'll get her served up in Indiana, and she'll show up or there'll be a bench warrant for her. It's that simple.
All right.
Great. Thanks.
There you go.
I don't think most law-abiding people realize that that's one of the few superpowers we have left.
Subpoena power?
Don't answer the door.
Yeah.
I remember my neighbor.
Yeah, unless the police want you, I won't mention any cities, Cape Coral. They'll go around. So they're looking for this guy. There's a warrant for him because he didn't pay child support. And he didn't pay child support, and he didn't show up at his hearing, so there's a warrant for him. But the boyfriend of the mother is law enforcement, and so is his brother, and his brother's, you know, right there. So they go around, they come over, and they turn on their sirens at 2 o'clock in the morning. Then they walk around. It's August, and they walk around and they unplug the air conditioning unit the next day from outside.
Ooh.
So yeah.
You can
go ahead and not open your door, but depends on where you live.
It depends on what enemies you've made.
Uh-huh. Or who your ex-wife is now dating.
Last call for today, and it's Andy on line two. Andy, you're it for today. You got about 2 minutes with Mike Giannopoulos.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. I got a quick question. Unfortunately, a couple of years ago, I had an altercation with a former employer, and his son was a buddy we all grew up with. He accused me of assault and a simple battery charge.
Okay.
So did you get charged by a state's attorney?
Later, a friend of mine, I had an attorney, yes.
No, did you get charged by a state's attorney with the misdemeanor of assault?
I had to do a diversion program for
okay,
it.
All right.
Now, the issue with it is the same man has now turned around and made false accusations for assault with a deadly weapon on another friend because his son is sending male nude pictures to friends' girlfriends, other girls. Well, they went to tell the parents. The parents, you know, tried to speak to this gentleman, the father and business owner, and instead of, you know, trying to work with him, or he made false accusations to try and cover up his son. The kid
All right.
has a record
My head's spinning a little bit. I feel like I'm, like, somewhere in East Arkansas.
Yeah.
All right. So what you – I got most of the facts, so what's your question?
Let's get back to Texarkana.
My question is, how is he supposed to, file a charge against this or his girlfriend and yet not look like he's just defending himself because this man – falsely accused him.
Well, the answer to that.
Himself.
Well, no. The answer to that is maybe a libel or slander action, but that doesn't include lawsuits. That's an exception.
Right.
So we may
and
have
where
to look
do the
for
nude
something else.
Pictures factor into all
I'm
this?
I'm not sure. Maybe that's assault on the visual senses. I don't know. But have him call me, and I'll see what I can do to help him. If anything, 239 ask Mike. I'll talk to him for free.
Awesome. Thank you, man.
There you go, buddy. Right. And free phone consultation for anybody that hears us on the Stan and Haney Show with Mike Giannopoulos. And you're available 24/7. I mean,
absolutely.
It doesn't matter. This is one of those deals, 239-ASK-MIKE. Keep it in your wallet. Memorize it. Whatever, because there may be a time
absolutely
that they need to call you, and they can reach you.
And you may hear some pelicans squawking in the background, and that just means I'm out in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yep.
But I will answer your phone wherever I am.
He's Mike Giannopoulos, Absolute Law, 239-ASK-MIKE, here every Tuesday on the Stan and Haney Show. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida's airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. We'll check traffic here. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails. 30 minutes away from Stan's Name That Movie. 5 movie clips you could win if you can identify the film. They're all about basketball. In about 30 minutes, all basketball films.
Got a little bit of a basketball Jones, do you?
Yep, a little bit of that. Before we do traffic, I'd been wanting to do this story from the local beat. This is a beauty. This is a beaut. Especially of those of you that like to go to the convenience store and play a scratchy every now and again. Dateline Fort Myers. This is from the news press. A Fort Myers woman working at a Metro Parkway convenience store was caught on the store's surveillance cameras, scratching off lottery tickets, keeping the winners, and then selling the non-winning tickets to unsuspecting customers.
What?
Yeah. Get a load of this name.
What the?
Wendy Kinkler. Kinker. Clinker.
Clinker? Or
yeah, it's Clinker. Wendy Clinker, 43. Is facing a charge of counterfeiting or altering tickets. She was arrested Friday by the Florida Department of the Lotteries Division of Security and released Saturday on $5,000 bond. A Florida Department of the Lottery report said that in February, a customer complained that a Gold Rush Doubler lottery ticket he purchased had small scratches in the prize box areas. He was given a new ticket. The Gold Rush Doubler tickets range from $1 to $20 and can pay out from $10,000 to $5,000.
From $10,000 to $5,000.
Yeah, $5,000. Or is that $5 million? Oh, that's a comma.
Is it a comma or a dot?
$10,000 to $5 million. Further inspection of the tickets at the Circle K store found 12 books of tickets with scratched tickets. A total of 83 various scratch-off style lottery tickets with scratches were found, according to the Clinker's arrest report. The face value of the losing tickets was $609, ranging from a $1 Gold Rush Doubler ticket to the $10,000 a week for life ticket, valued at $20. The Department of the Lottery report said the tickets were sent to the Florida Lottery Inc. Application Laboratory for examination, but that was later deemed unnecessary due to the scratches blatantly placed in various places to expose the play data. Store security video shows Clinker on February 9th scratching the tickets while she was working at the store. The report also said Clinker admitted to scratching the tickets, keeping the winners, and placing the losing tickets back into the dispenser.
Nice.
The deputy director.
Good way to kill time on the job.
Yeah. The deputy director of communications for digital marketing said the investigation remains active. It is not known how many tickets are affected or how many of them might have been sold. There could be more.
Wonder how much she made.
There she is. They said $609. Well, that was the value of the losing tickets.
So they don't know how much she made.
This woman, you know, the little hairline scratch in there. Nah, that's play again. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this
afternoon. They're all corrupt, Stan.
They are all corrupt. Here you go.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Just one thing on the board, and it is a crash. Fort Myers, 8100 block of Broadway East at Corkscrew Road. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's about ready to tell you because he's got today's headlines.
K Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
What?
This is just...
What?
I'll just give you the headline. A new workout program lets you watch TV while you run outdoors. It's revolutionary. How do they do it?
How?
You strap an iPad to your trainer's back.
That is amazing.
What'll they think of next?
What the hell? That's actually a news story?
Yes. A drunk man's roommates pranked him pretty good. They took magic markers and drew on his face, I guess, while he was passed out.
Who hasn't?
So he pranked him back.
Yeah.
By setting the garage on fire. You know, being in the radio business, we run across a lot of people with tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them are okay. Many of them, though, are unfortunate. You know, misspellings.
Yeah. So it's all about your tattoo artist. You got to know them.
Well, a 30-year-old mother decided to get a tattoo of her son's name.
That's nice.
The tattoo artist misspelled her son's name. We'll tell you how she handled that.
In less than an hour.
And finally, a mother and son are arrested after an argument about getting drunk on Mother's Day. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you very much. Laughter. It's important. Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
It's Miss Menthol 2017.
She is. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
D-Train.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Woo!
There she is.
There's my baby.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a story about a woman I know. When it comes to loving, she steals the show. That's my baby. Right there. When Hawaii's Kilauea volcano continues to erupt out of control, what better time to bring you today's list of the
top
surprising volcano facts?
Top surprising volcano facts. I like this.
Contrary to what you were taught in school, volcanoes are not made of paper mache, baking soda, and vinegar.
Mashed potatoes, gravy, and cranberry sauce!
Yeah. That cranberry sauce is for the lava.
They're thick, rock hard, and spew hot, gooey liquid.
Pardon.
There are four types of volcanoes.
Yes.
That's not counting the type with caramel at Chili's.
Oh, yeah. It's good stuff. It's good stuff, Jerry Clower.
Scientists have devised a volcanic explosivity index that measures explosiveness of volcanoes.
Uh-huh.
It works on a scale of 1 to real housewife.
Well, huh. Mm-hmm.
The largest active volcano is Mauna Loa in Hawaii. That's where Barack Hussein Obama ditched his real birth certificate.
Puerto Rico.
Shame on you, Barack Obama.
I'm out to impeach this president.
Shut up.
Get that straight.
You race pimp.
No, I'm not responding to him.
I'm a strong black woman.
They're all corrupt.
They are.
You and I have a different agenda, young man.
We most certainly do.
Get that straight.
Uh-huh.
First of all, let me thank Hillary Clinton.
All right, now I'm a little bit confused.
There's nothing to misinterpret it. To misinterpret, he said what he said.
I'm confused.
No, I'm not responding to him.
I'm confused.
And that's very important.
I don't know what she's saying. I'm confused.
No, you're not confused.
Volcanoes are named after Vulcan, the Roman god of boring Star Trek characters.
I am Captain Chaos.
Authorities are aware they could immediately stop the current volcanic eruption in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
But it would be considered inhumane to insert Michael Moore into the opening. According to research Stan and I have done since we were very young, they're still the best way to trap and possibly kill giant monsters.
Yep.
And finally, the very top surprising volcano facts.
Yes.
Many residents on the Big Island refer to the Kilauea volcano as a stupid ash hole.
You live on a farm, you ass.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Thank you, Freddie. Time for some emails. Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
Okay.
It's from Troy. Remember the guy that emailed us yesterday? Oh, I'm a Republican, but Barack Obama...
But yeah, that didn't sound like much of a Republican.
No. Troy...
Although, you know, there are still so many never-Trumpers.
I know. Dear Stan and Haney, this is from Troy. If I ever heard bait before, that was it. This is typical Cher Blue shill.
What does that mean?
Getting the word out, the blue states.
Share blue still?
Yeah, this is, you share it with blue states, blue people.
And then you put it in
and
a still?
And it's a shill.
Oh, a shill.
Yes, a typical share blue shill work. All designed to confuse the normies.
Normies.
What the real truth is.
So we're not normies.
I don't know. That idiot, though, is not a Republican. Sincerely, Troy. I'd like to think... You know what? You know, we are normies. Middle of the road.
All right. Well, I hope that's important.
Yeah, well, thank you, Vicky.
Yeah. His email yesterday was patently ridiculous.
Yeah, and a setup.
And it doesn't stand up to anybody that wants to look into it. Look into it, and you'll see how wrong he is. Find out the real story about what happened in Ferguson, Missouri, which did more to set back race relations than anything else.
Your torch lighting.
Gaslighting.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys,
you know what? I hope The Guardian gets a hold of this so-called Republican at some point.
This gaslighter. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys,
I think he's a gas sniffer.
I absolutely loved the isolated vocals, especially Freddie Mercury. What a voice. Try that today with some of the hacks out there. As long as there are people like you guys, true rock will never die. Now on to this gambling issue. I'm all for the idea of being able to bet on pro sports. However, I don't think it's a good thing for college sports. Don't hang out with me on college football Saturday, Guardian. I think it will be too tempting for some athletes to rig the game.
Athletes that are in a position to rig the game, I don't think would be interested in doing so.
Nope.
They have too much to lose.
You get some kid from a marginal background, and let's say he gets a chance to get 10 grand for shaving a couple of points, and not lose the game, I think it would be far too tempting. I guess time will tell.
Football is so much a team sport. Yeah. I'd be interested to know how would you make such an arrangement.
Well, I've seen like Three Stooges episodes where they ran up a score. There's a classic Three Stooges episode of them playing football. There's a way to rig a game.
Oh, that's right. Is that when they played the Keystone Cops?
Yeah. And the referee, Fatty Arbuckle.
Oh, you're not allowed to mention him.
No.
They pulled all his stuff from Spotify yesterday.
Yeah, because it's fat shaming.
Yep. Good luck finding Fatty Arbuckle on Spotify. You won't find him now.
We're going to take a break.
Him and R. Kelly.
When we come back.
Stans, name that movie. All dealing with basketball. We'll be back, Stan and Haney.
We've got our finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies. Where's your finger? Excuse me. Stan and Haney in the afternoon, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Greatly appreciated. It really is. You guys are there for us. Mark Haney in the news about 30 minutes away. Going to update you on traffic, and then we're going to play Stan's Name That Movie. Today, dealing with basketball. Of course, the NBA playoffs going on, so I figured this week, 5 movie clips featuring the game of basketball. Your job is to be the first person to identify the film. If you do, you'll get yourself a prize. We'll go over those in just a bit. But first, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Let's start with a road watcher. And there is a busted-ass POS in the road. Let me get back to where it is. Cape Coral, Veterans Parkway, and Santa Barbara. Then we have a couple in Fort Myers. Crash, Constitution Boulevard and South Tamiami Trail. The other one, Pine Ridge Road and Summerlin Road. And you are up to date. Name that movie, Basketball, today. If you're the first person to correctly identify the film, we've got 5 of them. We'll try to get in for you. You will have your choice of one of the following prizes. We got a free oil change, free standard oil change from our friends at Naples Nissan. You get the certificate. You go in there, tell them you want an oil change while you wait. We've got golf for 2 at Kingsway Country Club. That's in Port Charlotte.
Is that where the king goes?
Yep. It's Kingsway Country Club. It's our deal of the week. We have an HD car tuner for you. Turn your car into an HD stereo. Get all the sub-channels and all of that. Tickets to your choice of an upcoming Miracle Baseball game. We have a Stan bobblehead autographed by Mark Haney. I won't touch it. And we have $25 to the pewter mug on US 41, soon to be in their new location just up the road on US 41 in Naples. Those are the prizes. Think of one that you would like. And we will now play our movie clips. This first one, I'm going to give you a huge hint on this because other than Haney and myself, you probably won't get it. But it is, and this is one of the rare times that I've ever done this. It is a compilation of 3 clips from this movie because it's a point that's being made in this movie. And it was also a television movie of the week. Back in the 70s, networks used to show a movie, and it would be the movie of the week. This was that movie, and I'll give you another hint. It was loosely based on Pistol Pete Maravich, a showboater who got a scholarship to go and play basketball. Your job is to name this movie. There's three clips in here to get the point across.
You son of a bitch! You son of a bitch!
That's enough. What you gentlemen have just witnessed is an exhibition of mental warfare, where one player psychs another player right out of ball game. Or in this case, into running the stadium stairs, which you may begin now, Mr. Steele. First of you, take a 2-minute break.
You won't leave me. You're not going to get my scholarship.
Ruin everybody's life. I tried to give you a chance, you punk, to be somebody. All I got out of it was I'm a laughingstock for recruiting you. Well, I can tell you what you can do with that scholarship, kid. You can take it and shove it up your ass with a hot poker, a red hot poker.
But he wins the big game.
Well, you're on the team. Henry and I want you to practice Monday playing heads-up basketball. And don't you worry, you're not going to be hassled anymore about your scholarship.
Sir?
No.
The scholarship?
Yes.
All the way up with a red hot poker. I can play anywhere I want.
Oh, one of the all-time greatest basketball movies. Steel! 277-9600.
Greatest low-grade movie villains of all time.
Yes, absolutely. We'll tell you who he is when we find a winner. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Shane Derwick.
What's your first name?
Shane.
Shane.
Shane, can you name the movie?
The Pistol, Birth of a Legend?
No. This one was loosely based on Pete Maravich. You can't go and say it was Pete Maravich because...
Yeah, Googling Pete Maravich isn't going to help you.
Not going to help you. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. Tom from Naples.
Tom, you know that movie.
Yeah, Robbie Benson.
What's the name?
One-on-one.
You betcha.
I was wrong about you,
one-on-one. On one. The coach by the great, late J.D. Spradlin.
Yep.
Who you might remember in the movie Godfather 2, where he played the senator in there dealing with Michael Corleone.
What a jerk.
And the licensing in Nevada till he went to a pony show in Cuba.
That guy was so annoying.
Yeah. What would you like?
I didn't hear the list. Should I just go back to I don't know.
Do you want to eat?
I think you just tapped out.
Do you want something to eat? Do you want to go somewhere? Do you want to... I've got golf. I've got baseball. I've got a bobblehead. I've got pewter mug. I've got an oil change. I've got a HD tuner to turn your car into a HD car stereo. What do you want?
I'll do pewter mug.
All right. Hold on. That movie is so good. And it was. Robbie Benson saved the day for Coach Spradlin.
Because
his showboating won him the game.
I was wrong about you, Henry.
Henry. Steele. All right. We're up to movie clip number 2. These are all dealing with basketball. Name this movie.
Time out, sir. Time. Come here. Come here.
You told me you deserved to be here. Well, you're not playing like it. All season long, we played our game. Right now, you're playing theirs. When we step on the floor, every second that clock is ticking, we are pedal to the metal. We run the ball. We pressure the ball. And most importantly, we control the tempo of the game. We make them play Richmond Oilers ball. Worm, you can take this kid. Force him left. And when he crosses over, you jump him. Damien, push the tempo. Kenyon, loud, crash the boards. Cruz, when you're in the game in transition, take that jumper you love. Junior, just keep doing what you're doing. Hold on to that monster. You do those things, gentlemen, and I guarantee you, at the end of the game, we will be there. All right, hands in.
Go, go, go.
All right, take control of this game. Who's going to win this game? 1, 2, 3,
Richmond!
Let's go.
Yeah, name the movie. What a pep speech. That really got me motivated.
Win one for the Gipper.
Yeah. Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this? Every time we play a call-in game.
It's not designed for that.
Ahoy, who's this?
Oh, this is Paul.
Paul, can you name the movie?
Is that Coach Carter?
It is Coach Carter. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
What do you got to eat? I just got in the car.
I got the pewter mug for you.
I'll take the pewter mug.
All right, buddy, hold on. Soon to be in their new location. Movie clip number 3. We're dealing with basketball today. Name this movie.
Uh-oh, Rabbit Ears. Am I starting to get to you?
No, Sidney, you aren't getting to me. You're just making my eardrums hurt. See, the thing is, you guys look at me, you see the backwards hat, the gray socks, the funky outfit, and you say, now this guy's a chump, am I right?
No, geek.
A geek. Exactly, like all right? But what you don't realize is that it ain't easy. It is hard goddamn work making something this pretty look like a chump or a geek. So I must be doing it for a reason.
Well, you got me convinced, whatever the reason may be.
Fact is, I missed this shot, I walk away, I'm still a chump.
Go ahead and walk away. But
you miss, and you've been beat, well, not once, but twice by a slow, white, geeky chump.
Ain't no thing. Ain't no thing.
Sidney.
No thing but a chicken wing on a string.
I'm Burger King.
Sidney, I noticed that wind was kicking up a bit on my last shot. You might want to just about 6-8 inches to the left.
Here it is. This is the big one. All the money.
Don't worry, Sidney. I've hustled a hell of a lot better players than you before. Don't put up no brick.
Hey, would you stop yapping and let brother shoot?
Show!
Brick.
Hey, man, give me my money, man. Hey, it's a money thing, brother.
There's a man with integrity.
Hey, yo, don't you push your luck, man.
Got nothing to do with luck.
Hey, yo, man, you said we was going to Sizzler, Sidney.
Oh, man, shut your anorexic, malnutrition, tapeworm having, overdose Dick Gregory behind me and diet drinking ass up. Leave me alone.
That's the best part of the clip right there. Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Jess, this is Dave.
Dave, can you name the movie?
White Man Can't Jump?
Yep, White Man Can't Jump. You betcha.
Yes.
What would you like?
I'll take the golf.
You got it. Golf for two. Kingsway Country Club, our deal of the week in Port Charlotte. Hold the line. All right, movie clip number 4. This is all dealing with basketball. Name this movie.
Traveling.
No, 1.5 steps.
Come on, Jackie, you walk.
Suck my I'll murder your family.
You're gone, what? Jackie Moon.
What? And Jackie Moon is ejected from the game.
What did I say?
You said S-Y-C.
And one lucky fan will go home with a game ball.
That's your head next time.
You're a big baby, Jackie.
Jackie Moon and the referee really going at it here.
I didn't say anything.
You said S-M-I-C.
I barely raised my voice.
I should call your mother.
You need a phone to heaven to do that.
Maybe your ma didn't go to heaven.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
Oh, no.
Okay. Everyone off the floor. Let's go. Traffic, let's go.
No, Jackie.
It appears a line has been crossed by Father Pat of all people.
Look, Jackie, I'm sorry.
Stop the broadcast.
Jackie Moon is pulling his team off the court.
You forfeit this game, Jackie, if you keep walking.
That's fine.
You threaten to kill my family.
God damn it, Pat. What the hell's wrong with you?
Don't get on your high horse, Redwood. Thank you, Dick, for staying.
And that will do it from St. Louis, where the score is inconclusive. Good night.
Was that when he was with the tropics?
Yes. As a matter of fact, he was. Ahoy, who's this?
Shane.
Shane?
Yes.
Can you name the movie?
Is it Semi-Pro?
It's Semi-Pro or Semi-Pro. Yeah, the tropics were playing the Spirit of St. Louis in that game.
Oh, nice.
Yep. What would you like?
What do you got?
What do you want? You want something to eat, something to go to? What do you want? I got a Stan bobblehead. I got pewter mug. I got a miracle game. I got an HD tuner for your car. I've got golf. I've got oil change.
Let me do golf.
You want to do the golf? Do you even play golf?
I do. All
right. Do you have shrimp cocktails for breakfast?
Yeah, do you have shrimp cocktails for breakfast and go to clothing golf stores and pick out five different shirts at one time?
All right.
All right, hold on. Whew. All right, one more. Basketball. Name the movie.
Oh, there you are. I thought we'd go 20 minutes on, 10 off, and 20 on. I had a different schedule on mine. Look, mister, these boys got a routine they're used to. You throw a new coach with newfangled ideas at them, might get them all confused. It will ease into it real slow. Hell, our first game's less than 2 weeks away. Well, first of all, let's be real friendly here, okay? My name is Norm. Secondly, your coaching days are over. Look, mister, there's two kinds of dumb. A guy that gets naked and runs out in the snow and barks at the moon, and a guy who does the same thing in my living room. First one don't matter. The second one you kind of forced to deal with. Translate. That's some sort of threat. I don't know why Cletus drugged your tired old bones in here. He must have owed you something fierce. Fact is, mister, you start screwing up this team, I'll personally hide-strap your ass to a pine rail and send you up the Mona online.
Leave the ball, will you, George? Thank you.
Name the movie. That was like one of the opening scenes. Ahoy, who's this?
Hump in Naples.
That's great. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hey.
Hey.
Yes.
Yeah, name please.
My name is Guy.
All right, Guy. Can you name the movie?
Yes, I can. It's Hoosiers.
It is Hoosiers. Nice job. What would
My
you like?
My father actually played against that team. We're from Indiana.
Oh, really? Played it, and did they lose?
They lost, yeah.
What can I get you, buddy?
Pewter mug would be great.
You got it, pal. Hold on. Wow, see? You never know who's listening.
No?
Never know. You want to give me a good, heartfelt outro? You
know, absolutely.
Like you mean it?
And that concludes Stan's tribute to basketball movies.
Basketball Jones, I got a basketball Jones.
You know who plays lead guitar in this, don't you?
Who's that?
George Harrison.
Does he really?
Yep.
I never knew that.
Yep.
Yes, I'm the victim of a basketball Jones.
That's George Harrison.
Mm-hmm. Ever since I was a little baby,
yeah, they were talking about it in an interview the other day. He just kept doing it until he got it right, and they all had to follow suit.
My mama bought me a basketball, and I love that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me.
I had to explain to my girlfriend that this was a hit.
I need help.
It was a big hit.
I need someone to stand beside me. I need someone to set a pick for me at the free throw line of life. Someone I can pass to. Someone to hit the open man on to give him goal. And not end up in the popcorn machine. So cheerleaders.
Tune in next week as Stan pays tribute to movies about dodgeball.
Ah, there's only one.
From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
96 K-Rock. You could be our next big winner. But realistically speaking, the odds are overwhelmingly against you. Thanks for listening to the Stan and Haney Show on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. You know, every time I hear that song, that is a cheap ripoff of the one that Haney and I did years ago. And I was going to play it for you, but I can't find it anywhere. I think I had it on a disc, and it corroded and went away. I think it's on Facebook, or not Facebook, YouTube, where Haney and I sang Every Rose Has Its Thorn. That's been on YouTube probably for 10 years. But I distinctly remember it because I had a god-awful cold, and it became the standard of Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Yeah.
That was our baby.
Yep.
Oh, you found it? Hold on. Here's a little sample of it.
This. We both lie silent in the studio in the dead of the night.
Yeah, that's it.
Although we both lie close together, we be miles apart in time. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried, I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
Oh, keep it going.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, please. Okay.
Didn't even get to the good part.
Oh, yeah. Where you lose
set of words.
Lose track.
Yeah.
Listen to our favorite song playing on the radio. Hear the DJ say love's a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know? Has he ever felt like this? And I know you'd be right here, right now, if I could somehow. I guess I know the same. Every rose has its thorn.
Come on, come on, come on.
Just like every night has its dawn.
Put your hands in the air, people.
Every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain. Like a knife that cuts you, the wound it heals, but the scar remains.
I would play it much better than that.
I know you would. That goes without question. Oh, yeah.
April love that night.
What?
I don't know. If I'd known what to say, instead of making love, we both made our separate ways.
That doesn't kind of fit.
It doesn't. Maybe they're wrong.
They are.
Now I hear you found somebody new. That I never meant that much to you. To hear the tears me up inside and to see you cuts me like a knife and stand. Every rose has its thorn.
Come on!
Just like every night has its dawn.
That dawn, motherfucker! Come on!
Every cowboy sings a sad, sad song.
Every rose has its thorn. Thank you, Haney. A little nice little harmony there. I enjoyed that.
There we go. Yeah. A lot of years ago.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yep. This is better than the original. I'll tell you that right now.
Superior.
Yep.
Now.
You got ears, don't you?
What the hell's wrong with you people? Let's see. One thing on the board. Fort Myers crash with injuries. Winkler Road and Gladiolus Drive. And you are up to date.
Man, we're good, aren't we?
Damn good. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Charles Kuralt in New York, Eric Severide in Miami Beach, Charles Collingwood in London, George Herman in Washington, Marvin Kalb in Washington, Robert Pierpoint in Washington, and Daniel Shore in Washington.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, May 15th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. I don't know when it started, but wasabi became quite the fad, didn't it?
Yeah, you could even go to like to the store and get the wasabi little peas there and eat those things up. And they filtrate nice through your nose and all that stuff.
Very popular.
And put it on sushi.
Mm-hmm. This is probably going to upset people. Wasabi is meant to be eaten with sushi to kill bacteria. It was used in spite of its overpowering flavor.
Did it work?
Yes. Now, that's not necessary now with today's modern sanitary conditions, but people eat it out of habit.
So I don't know. I like it.
We're all suckers.
Because it's made with horseradish.
Wasabi.
Yeah. Godzilla.
Godzilla. Godzilla.
But you can go to where you get the bulk nuts and sesame sticks.
Oh, you mean when you go to buy a gallon of garlic sauce?
Yes. What's any latest on that? Any update on the gallon of garlic sauce for maybe this Friday?
The local location had no idea what we were talking about.
What the hell's that all about?
That's why they put at participating locations.
Yeah.
Not available in all states.
But you get them, and they're like the peas and stuff, and you eat a few of them, and they start filtrating through you. It's good.
Mm-hmm. If you're a man and you eat veggie burgers,
jeez.
What in the...
Oh, my God. You know, it's okay if you have them in the freezer or you go out and your wife eats them. But don't you, when they have on the menu a bunch of cutting board hamburgers, you know, with the wood and the big knives and the brioche buns, and mm-hmm. you eat that burger.
As a matter of fact, you know, we hope everything works out in North Korea. And one of the things our Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, said, what we're going to do for North Korea, we're going to make it possible for them to eat meat.
Yep. There's nothing like that first steak.
They're going to be so happy. But it turns out, veggie burgers are not really anything new. They say veggie burgers showed up at roughly the same time as real hamburgers.
Oh, please.
And they have proof. Both real hamburgers and veggie burgers show up in cookbooks dating to the late 1800s.
I think they included a lot of peas and probably potato.
Well, that's probably because they didn't have access
yeah.
to a hamburger.
Yeah.
You know, realize you're blessed. You can have a hamburger.
Yep.
But you choose not to.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
Tigers.
Yeah.
Tigers are truly endangered.
They most certainly are. They kill them every chance they get.
The latest estimates show there are only 3,200 tigers left in the wild.
That's incredible. And you'd figure they're a cat, so you know they have a bunch of kittens.
But constantly being hunted.
Mm-hmm.
And you figure if they're alive in the wild, probably out in the boondocks, and if people are living there, they have to kill the tiger or the tiger will eat them.
Yep.
But tigers aren't going to disappear. You know, you figure there's a lot in zoos.
Yeah, we've seen them. You go to Vegas, they still got that Montagore out there.
Montagore.
Yeah, that went and ripped, what's his name, apart.
Yep.
He's still there. They put him in a glass terrarium right by the machines.
Yep.
He's fine.
And don't they let kids walk above and throw steaks at him?
Yep. Yep.
Make him beg?
Yep. A couple of them throw those veggie burgers down there. He don't touch them.
Nope. So 3,200 tigers are left in the wild. However, there are more than 4,000 tigers in America's backyards being kept as pets.
Are you serious?
There are more pet tigers than there are wild tigers.
Didn't Tyson have a pet tiger?
He had everything. I think he had an elephant at one point. Tyson had what Tyson wanted at one time.
Yep.
And then he made the mistake of trusting a woman and her mother.
Yep. And they teamed up with Don King. Oh, look at this. Oh, little kitty. Look at this. Sleeping next to a tiger that would just assume swat at you. I just keep thinking of that Sylvester the Cat. Remember when that tiger swiped at him? And he had the lines going down him?
Yep.
And then he fell apart like...
Looked like a butcher guy.
Yeah, yep. Falling off like cutlets.
I got a tiger by the tail, don't you know?
Yeah. I remember that song.
You sure do, you buckaroo, yeah. Who doesn't enjoy going for a brisk run outdoors? But unfortunately, that usually means you can't watch television. Oh, no. Now, you can do that at a treadmill on the gym, but wouldn't you rather be running outside while watching television?
No. No.
There's a health club in England that solved all your problems. They're offering a brand new workout program where you run outside with your own personal trainer. That personal trainer has a television set strapped to his back, so you can run outside and watch TV.
That is so stupid. This is a news story. This is so stupid. You know what I like, though, is those bikes you can get for your home that encompass you, has a screen around you, and you can ride through any city that you want, and you go at the pace that
Let's
you pedal.
Let's get a couple of them. I would do that.
And you can be in Rome.
Where did you see that?
It's on TV all the time, and they've got the screen, and you just program where you want to ride.
How much does it cost?
A lot, probably. It's better than that.
That's stupid.
Yeah, but it's a stationary bike. You get on there, you run the program on it, and you're riding through the streets of wherever you want to ride. And the people are passing you, cars are passing, you're just on the trail.
So it's like real video.
Yeah, it's real.
So if you stop, do the people stop?
I don't know. I think you can stop, but the people keep going. Like, it's... There it is. I don't know if that's the one. Is that the real one?
No, that's fake.
That's
like PS1 level graphics.
Yeah, that's cartoony. This is the real thing where they pick a place you want to go, and they got somebody loaded in there.
Well, I'd like to see it because everything I've seen looks like that, where it's like bad graphics.
And this is that the one?
Well, that's just a television.
Yeah, that's the one with the coach. That you can go and buy and
I don't want a coach.
No, I want a ride in all the various cities. I got
well,
a
evidently,
big screen in front of you.
You either dreamed that or he can't find it.
I did not dream it.
That's fake.
Yeah, that's what PS2 level.
PS1
level. PS1 level. If I remember and I see it, I'll let you know about it. But it's pretty cool.
All right, because you do like your infomercials.
Yeah.
You're pretty up to date on that stuff.
It's called the Peloton. Yeah, I think that's it, the Peloton. And it has the screen where you ride anywhere you want. I think it's really expensive.
Well, if it works, I imagine it would be.
Yeah.
Not like this PS1 level. In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
There are few people who report dreaming in black and white, while most dream in color. Jason and Todd with the Diamond District in Estero at Coconut Point dream in color. And for the month of May, they dreamt up a big event for Southwest Florida. The Diamond District is offering 40% off their color gemstone jewelry, including beautiful emerald, ruby, sapphire, tanzanite, aquamarine, and many other gems set in stunning bracelets, earrings, pendants, and rings. Jason and Todd want to meet you personally and share with you why more people choose the Diamond District than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida. With the largest selection of GIA and Forever Mark Loose Certified Diamonds and a beautiful selection of color gemstone and diamond jewelry offered at 40% off, you simply won't find a better jewelry buying experience than with Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, D-Train is showing us a video of this bike. And
yes,
all
the Peloton.
All I have seen in this commercial is a woman who appears to be in a troubled marriage constantly yelling at her children. Yeah. I've not seen any product
demo at all. And she needs the break from the... on the Peloton.
Well, that's who it's marketed to, young hot mothers.
Who are in a troubled marriage yelling at children.
Yeah, look, in the middle of the night, they can go ride anywhere to get away from their family.
Yep. Fantasize about who they'd rather be with.
Yeah. Somebody in Italy.
Yep. She's pumping that bike going, I have made a horrible, horrible mistake.
Yeah. Look at the kid. Look at the kids crying.
Yep. And then she goes and pretends to care about her family.
And then she hugs her husband at the end and kisses her kid goodnight.
Yeah, but look at her face while she's doing it.
She feels good about herself.
Only when she's on the bike.
Yeah.
What was that?
Something going on in another studio. Something big happened, like, a bass hit.
Jesus.
You know, World Cup's coming up. Maybe somebody scored a goal.
Oh, yeah, they get all worked up over that.
Yep.
Here's a tip for you kids that might be headed off to college. If you pass out drunk during a party, 100% of the time, someone will mess with you.
Yep.
Back in January, 25-year-old Stephen Elmore passed out in his living room. In Colorado. His roommates used this as an opportunity to draw many phallic symbols all over his face. Apparently, he's a lightweight and passed out real early. Because when he woke up around midnight, got a look in the mirror, he was not happy. But, you know, probably thought to himself, hey, good prank, fellas.
Yeah, you got me.
But I'm going to get you back. You're going to laugh because he pranked them back by setting the garage on fire.
Ooh!
Snap, right there. Gotcha. Zingaroo!
Luckily, the people smelled smoke and got the fire out before it became catastrophic. So all they dealt with was a bit of charring on the ceiling. No one was injured. At his trial last Monday, the judge described Stephen's retaliation as, quote, significantly out of proportion.
Yeah, wouldn't you think?
Bad form, Stephen. Stephen pleaded guilty to fourth-degree arson. He received a reduced sentence of 2 years probation and also volunteered he's decided it might be a good idea to quit drinking altogether.
Ah, not bad. Look, oh, geez, look at this loser. I'm telling you. He's in with roommates or a college
not
dorm.
Not going to go well for him.
He's just going to be tortured.
Nope. That's a young man that should have gotten a job at a full-service gas station.
Yep. Or learned a trade.
Done something with his life.
Yep.
You know, probably best that he works with his hands.
Yeah.
And now a couple of stories about mothers and sons.
Ah, that's great.
Many people have been the victim of poor tattoos, or perhaps it's their own fault. Most of the time it is when you have a misspelled tattoo.
Yeah, or something on your chest like no regrets.
I still think he would have been much better off with the Molly Hatchet logo.
Sure, a lot of work in that one.
Nice colors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If I was ever going to have a tattoo, I'd probably have the very first Molly Hatchet album with Molly Hatchet right there.
Right
on the
chest.
The whole album cover with the guy holding the axe on the horse.
Yeah.
All the way down.
Right down to the navel.
Yep. That's why I don't have tattoos.
Right.
Because if I was going to get one, that'd be it.
Yeah, yeah, go big.
And then on the back, get that Flirting with Disaster album cover with that maniac Viking wearing sunglasses.
Yeah.
A 30-year-old mother.
There you go, Andy.
Yep, that's it.
They can do it. There are artists that can do it.
And see, there'd be fire coming from right at the navel line.
Oh, God.
Yep, and that'd be on my back. That amuses me.
Yeah, I know it does. A lot of work. A lot of work on that one.
I wonder if that could be done, you know, fake, where it was just like paint or something, and then everybody would think
I'm
had
sure
it done.
I'm sure they could. Stencil it on you.
Yeah, I love Molly Hatchet album covers.
And that takes a long time. That's a lot of work. That's
you know that,
multiple sessions.
You know the guy that did that lived on Sanibel.
Oh, really?
The artist, yeah.
Well, you remember in the late 70s, early 80s, all the high school kids tried to copy that stuff.
Oh, yeah. But when you really did it is when you put it on the side of your van.
Yeah. I got to make that the last story.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're talking too much about Molly Hatchet. Unless you can do them quick. Do these two quick.
A 30-year-old mother from Sweden decided to get a tattoo of her son's name.
Mm-hmm.
But when she got home, she realized immediately there was a big problem.
Yeah.
The tattoo artist had accidentally written Kelvin instead of Kevin. She panicked, went to a tattoo removal clinic, but when she learned how long and painful that process is, she decided she had to find a different solution. She talked it over with her husband. And they decided to legally change Kevin's name to Kelvin.
Over a tattoo!
Problem solved. She is from Sweden, and says, quote, I'd never heard the name Kelvin before. So when I thought about it, I realized no one else had this name. It became unique. Woo!
There it is.
And the kid's not old enough to know the difference. Right. As far as he knows, that's always been his name.
Yeah, but he has a story as he's an adult.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, another story of a mother and son. 27-year-old Seth Bryant of Lakeland was with his 54-year-old mother, Judy, on Sunday to celebrate Mother's Day. And how do you celebrate?
How?
You drink.
Yep.
But eventually, Seth's daddy tried to cut him off. Said he'd had enough.
Right, enough celebrating.
And that made Seth mad. He knew he had to express himself somehow, so he put his fist on his father's face and shoved him with it. Dad had had enough and called the law. And when they got there, Mommy was so upset that her son was being arrested that she then beat on the husband. She said, quote, how's this for domestic violence? They were both arrested.
Of course they were.
Facing battery charges.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day. Oh, there they are.
Ugh.
What a mess. What dysfunction.
And somehow you know the dad's the bad guy.
Of course.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, May 15th.
Double M, XV, triple I.
Because Dad doesn't party, and people who don't party are boring.
Yeah.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mucky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon.
Hatchet rules.
Yeah, man. They say you can get a henna tattoo, lasts about 2 weeks. Ian?
Seems like too much work.
Yep.
Somewhere in Southwest Florida, an ancient evil stirs. Then Stan and Haney stepped on it. You're welcome. And remember, kids, evil is for pussies. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Roger Marley. Coming up next, he's going to take you through your evening, starting up at 6 o'clock. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon to wrap things up.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's see. We have a couple of things on the board. We'll start in Fort Myers. Crash, 6 Mile Cypress Parkway and Colonial Boulevard. And then this one in Lehigh Acres, crash Lee Boulevard, right by the Rib City. And you are up to date. I'm just looking. Somebody sent us pictures, Haney. Molly hatcheted their motorcycle.
Nice. That is sweet.
Yeah, that looks good. That's nice job. Nice job on the hatchet. Let's laugh.
Time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
Now this is New York. This is like the house music capital. You got to work it. You got to push it. I don't got to do anything. I don't like being ordered around by my music, all right? Take it down a notch. Just a little bit. There's one guy, the worst guy in the music, the Yanni man. You know Yanni, right? First of all, anyone who looks like a magician and doesn't do magic, I don't like. I don't even like magic. I hate it, but I love the word. Ta-da! I love that word. I don't get to say it, right? I never do any magic. You can't just walk around going, ta-da, ta-da, ta-da. The only time I can say it is when I do something really stupid. Or surprising. Like if I go out drinking all night, hitting strip clubs, and I come home, and I still got some money. Ta-da! I thought I was broke. Why does my jaw hurt? Now,
have yourself, ta-da, have yourself a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this laughter. It's important. Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
Well, it's Miss Menthol 2017.
She is. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
D-Train.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Woo!
There she is.
There's my baby.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a story about a woman I know. When it comes to loving, she steals the show. That's my baby. Right there. When Hawaii's Kilauea volcano continues to erupt out of control, what better time to bring you today's list of the
top
surprising volcano facts?
Top surprising volcano facts. I like this.
Contrary to what you were taught in school, volcanoes are not made of paper mache, baking soda, and vinegar.
Mashed potatoes, gravy, and cranberry sauce! Yeah.
That cranberry sauce is for the lava.
They're thick, rock hard, and spew hot, gooey liquid.
Pardon.
There are four types of volcanoes.
Yes.
That's not counting the type with caramel at Chili's.
Oh, yeah. It's good stuff. It's good stuff, Jerry Clower.
Scientists have devised a volcanic explosivity index that measures explosiveness of volcanoes.
Uh-huh.
It works on a scale of 1 to Real Housewife.
Well, huh. Mm-hmm.
The largest active volcano is Mauna Loa in Hawaii. That's where Barack Hussein Obama ditched his real birth certificate.
Puerto Rico.
Shame on you, Barack Obama.
I'm out to impeach this president.
Shut up.
Get that straight.
You race pimp.
No, I'm not responding to him. I'm a strong black woman.
They're all corrupt.
They are.
You and I have a different agenda, young man.
We most certainly do.
Get that straight.
Uh-huh.
First of all, let me thank Hillary Clinton.
All right, now I'm a little bit confused.
There's nothing to misinterpret it. To misinterpret, he said what he said.
I'm confused.
No, I'm not responding to him.
I'm confused.
And that's very important.
I don't know what she's saying. I'm confused.
No, you're not confused.
Volcanoes are named after Vulcan, the Roman god of boring Star Trek characters.
Captain Chaos.
Authorities are aware they could immediately stop the current volcanic eruption in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
But it would be considered inhumane to insert Michael Moore into the opening. According to research Stan and I have done since mm-hmm. we were very young, they're still the best way to trap and possibly kill giant monsters.
Yep.
And finally, the very top surprising volcano facts.
Yes.
Many residents on the Big Island refer to the Kilauea volcano as a stupid asshole.
You live on a farm, you ass.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis,
has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Thank you, Freddie.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day's a gift.